Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds, they are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy.
It is Taz and the Moose with you on this Thursday morning, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike, Pete, across the way, bogus your updates. We go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time on this Thursday morning. Got a big game five in Milwaukee, Eastern Conference Finals. Series not up at two games apiece. Home court has held serve through the first four games. Series goes back to Milwaukee right now. Our pleasure to be joined by Milwaukee Bucks president Peter Fagan joins us now. Peter, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
Peter, how are you, bud?
We're good, guys. Good to be here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and, you know, what has been really an unbelievable run, and, you know, it's going to be, certainly best of three here moving forward. But Peter, for the franchise, for this organization, just how meaningful has this year been up until this point?
No, this is transformational. This is, if you asked us, hey, would we have won 60 games, had the best record in the league, been in the Eastern Conference Finals at a Game 5, we would have taken that, lock, stock, and barrel 6 months ago and been happy. So this is this for this organization and new arena with a new culture is just incredible for our whole environment and for our entire fan base.
And the city, Peter, I mean, please speak on that if you don't mind, that fan base and the energy in the city. I mean, we're not in Milwaukee. It resonates through the TV, man. You could feel this incredible run for your team and by your team, and that the energy in that city, it runs parallel with you guys.
Yeah, I think the sports population of Wisconsin was dying to erupt and have a reason to embrace, the NBA team for a long time. We were dormant for a while, and it's just been building, really passionate, tribal, fun. We built a district in and around the arena that's grabbing around 10,000 people outside through every game. And all this is happening pretty quickly. So it's really exciting. It's like at a very high level, high passion. It's a fun time in the city of Milwaukee.
You know what? And Peter, you mentioned it's been a transformational year. You've got a transformational talent. Giannis is for a guy in his, early 20s, he's still only 24 years old. You think about what he is, not just as a basketball player, but as a man, as a personality. I mean, he is as good as you could possibly have for an NBA franchise.
Yeah, I mean, the most amazing thing about him is he's exactly what you hear about and what you've seen on 60 Minutes, what you hear in interviews. This guy cares about basketball, his family, and being like a really good citizen and good guy. Funny, smart. And, really is kind of one of those different makers when you have, these transformational superstars who are as good off the court as they are on the court is kind of what makes the Bucks as great as they are right now.
And that's what you hear, to your point, Pete, about the Greek Freak, about Giannis, no ego, right? I mean, is that just his makeup? Is that your coaching? Is that just the culture of your organization? Or you think it's just him?
I think it's the buildup of a lot of things. You know, it takes a thousand little elements to do it. I mean, I never shortchange what Bud's leadership is and the way he builds kind of culture and the way he builds. I mean, this is a, you know, I always explain Coach Bud as someone you'd have run any company in the world. You know, he's objective driven.
Yeah.
He's empathetic. He builds camaraderie. He cares, and he's like a basketball savant. So, you know, all those things put together, I think if you've got a coach that is that supportive and kind of builds the environment around you, it almost perpetuates Giannis even greater than he possibly could be.
You know, going into the year, you know, when you looked at it and the expectations coming into the season, you mentioned it being a transformational year. If I take you back 7, 8, 9 months ago, Peter, what were your expectations of what your Buck franchise, what this team would be this year?
Well, I think, honestly, we sat around and kind of honestly said if we could get, you know, if we could become one of those 50-plus win teams, if we could become, you know, a solid, you know, win around in the playoffs, really build a base and grow, that would be a productive building block. You know, we're all, you know, I don't think we're being conservative. I think we were talking about the next, you know, kind of step in growth. I think that changed dramatically by Christmas. You know, I think we sat there and said, my goodness, like, we actually have depth. We have an opportunity to stay healthy, and we have an opportunity to compete for the East. And then your mindset really changes, you know, dramatically to where you think you can go and what the possibilities are in the playoffs.
Well, you mentioned, you know, Mike Budenholzer, your head coach. You talked about the fact he could run any company, you know, and you talked about his attributes as a leader. When he stepped into that room and there was the opening, and interviewed to be the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Were you guys blown away by the interview? I mean, he's a really good head coach. He really is. And, you know, he could easily be coach of the year this year, along with Giannis should be the MVP of the league. Talk a little bit about what makes Budenholzer so special and such a perfect fit for this group of men.
Yeah, I think you know, when John Horst led the search, you know, our GM, I think he kind of came back and made it simply that Bud would be our first, second, and third choice, and we've got to do anything to get him. That's how much Bud differentiated himself in the interview process, you know. And I think Bud realized like where we had a talent base and what the opportunities were. You know, he has been, you know, kind of the calm in the storm and really the ability to help build up that environment and that culture that really is a winning organization. You know, people talk about it and people think it comes out of the ether, but, you know, what Bud also does, which nobody talks about, is he surrounds himself. His assistant coaches from Darvin Ham to Taylor to, Charles Lee, these guys will all be big-time NBA coaches, but these guys are class A, unbelievable contributors. I mean, they are great. He surrounds himself with greatness, which is another great indicator of what a great leader does around it. So he's really, you know, Bud has been kind of the partner with John Horst and I that we've all just kind of wished for. You know, just totally collaborative, really focused, and taking us to the next level.
You listen to Taz and the Moose. Our special guest right now is Milwaukee Bucks president Peter Fagan. Hey, Pete, so let me ask you. Everybody wants to know, and you're more than qualified to answer this, okay, because everything you guys got going on, obviously, with the Raptors up there in Toronto. Are you really a big Drake fan or what? What's the deal?
I'm not a Drake fan.
All right. At least you're honest.
I'll be as politically correct as you possibly can. I'll echo like what Bud says. I think everybody has a role, and
right, in the
NBA, you know, you're a fan, you're a coach, you're a player, and you got to know like what the role is. But listen, I think for all of us in our organization, we would have much rather not talked about Drake and just won a couple games in Toronto.
Of course, yeah.
And you know, our focus is the big game for the organization tonight.
Sure.
And we just win and let it, you know, speak for itself is kind of what we'd like to do.
No, I can understand that, but I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers going up to Mike Budenholzer and giving him a shoulder rub during the course of the game. Could you?
No, I think it'd be great for all of us, and the media would be. I think if Drake's shoulder rub is 3 billion impressions, and Aaron Rodgers' shoulder rub could probably be $10 billion.
That would be funny though.
It's been refreshing, Peter. Not taking anything away from LeBron, and we know, arguably the greatest player of all time, if not right there behind Michael, and what he's done for the league, and it's not a slight on LeBron. What it is though, I think it is good for the league, Peter, that it's refreshing here to see somebody else in the East. It's refreshing to see, Milwaukee, Toronto. It could have been Philadelphia, it could have been Boston, whatever it might have been. But you look at it, it's great to see two passionate fan bases get an opportunity to watch their teams try and get themselves to an NBA Finals. I think it's good for the league what's transpired this year.
Yeah, I think parity is really important. I think it's, we talk about the league and its health, and it's important. It's important for all the markets to have cycles and to have strong seasons. So for Milwaukee to rise and for Toronto, who's kind of in there, it's a great change. And I think people are really excited about it for the first time when you've got this kind of monopoly of finals. Golden State's going into their fifth finals. To get it incredibly, you might get a little apathy on the global fan base to see it. So it is great for the league. It's really fun. It's fun to see the emergence. I mean, what differentiates Giannis too is what audience he brings. He's really on the international side, just a global phenomenon. So it's so great to kind of have him take the global stage as the playoffs progress as well.
Peter, talking about two athletes that big time players that do their thing, in the great state of Wisconsin. We had Andrew Brandt on, right, who used to be in that Packers organization. Asked him the question, when they brought Aaron Rodgers in and drafted him in the first round coming out of Cal, when did you know? And his answer was first practice. He made a throw that not many NFL quarterbacks could make across the field on an absolute line, put it right in between the numbers, and we knew we had a special quarterback. When did you guys know Giannis was going to be as special as he is?
Well, I think that's such a great analogy, because I think what happened was, there'd be these glimpses of things in a game or in practice. There'd be in year three of his pro career, or year two, he'd run the court in five steps and kind of throw it down over five people and kind of do a double take and say, not sure what just happened, or in practice, he would catch someone from 50 feet behind and kind of sit there and be like, well, that's something that's never been done before. And then slowly but surely, and one of the things you can say with Giannis is probably once or twice a game, he does something that just is kind of eye-catching. You just can't believe he did it. To get it done. So we saw those glimpses, and then, just physically, I think he was just such an anomaly and so gifted that John Hammond, 8 years ago kind of picked up on that. And he has just worked so hard and become such a great ball player.
No argument from Moose or myself, that's for sure, in regards to Giannis. Pete, let me ask you, so like tonight, obviously huge game against the Raptors at home for you guys. We've been talking about it a lot. Everybody's talking about it. What about for you? Like your nerves during these games, like what's your go-to? What's your deal? Bring us behind the scenes of the prayers of the Milwaukee Bucks on game night. Where are you going to be? What's your deal? You're freaking out? What's the story?
No, I think pregame, fine. You're kind of welcoming. You've got owners coming in. You've got VIPs coming in. You've got the player and the organization. You're setting kind of the calm and the mood. The second the game starts, you are literally kind of twitching. At least, the big advantage in your home court is I can go and pretend to work or walk somewhere or pretend I'm going somewhere and just get out of my seat.
That's funny.
And be very comfortable. Toronto was imprisonment. To actually have to sit in a seat, for 2.5 hours and not really have command of the arena or the hiding place.
Man.
Being able to, walk through the locker room campus by yourself just to waste time during and very superstitious, oh my God, I've got to move. We haven't hit a shot. In 3 minutes, I've got to get the hell up off out of my seat and walk and get it. But, it's electric. And we built this, this team built this arena, and this arena, it's so integral and passionate that it's like such a fun time. So yeah, this is a game, much like, you know, when we lost game one against the Celtics and game two was paramount. This is what the NBA playoffs are all about. I mean, this is the biggest game in the team's history in a very long time. So our place will be rocking. Mm. It will be fun. And this is, you know, what we dream about.
Mean, it really is. And the fan bases deserve a lot of credit. As you described it, imprisonment, you felt like up in Toronto, that place was rocking. Milwaukee's been rocking throughout the course of the postseason. You know, you could really feel it, you know, the energy, and the players certainly are able to feel off that. The fan bases have been fantastic at both home arenas.
Yeah, I mean, it's really like a fun time. It's the way NBA playoffs should be. It's only going to get bigger, and you know, willing we win this round, and then it's game over. I mean, we'll have the state of Wisconsin erupting.
We know you're never going to give us a guarantee, but you know, you got tested. You know, every time Milwaukee's been, your squad's been tested this year, they've answered the call. It's 2-2 here. Are you feeling pretty good about, you know, home court, 2 of 3 games, potentially if this should go 7? Peter, are you feeling good about where your team is?
Yeah, we feel great. Listen, like, you realize, like, why you work for home court. It is a distinct advantage. We don't want to come back for a game 7, but, you know, if you do, that's why you play hard during the regular season to win it, and it's a distinct advantage. I think you guys said it. I mean, different environment in Toronto. You know, don't think players don't feel extra comfortable and extra, you know, motivated, you know, when they're at home and when they've got big arenas, you know, screaming for them and supporting them. It's a big difference, and that's what we fought for. So we see a good win tonight, and then hopefully, you know, when you're in this position, perhaps you want to win them as quickly as you can and get to the next round. But if and when you have to go to a game 7, it's great to be at home.
And, Peter, just so you guys know, we're pulling for you tonight because Drake annoys us as much as he annoys
he
you guys.
Yes,
so,
he really
so
does.
So you know that, all right?
That's the truth, by the way. That's definitely the truth.
Well, we'll take your support and sans the Drake stuff.
Peter Fagan, Milwaukee Bucks president. Hey, Peter, enjoy the day today. Enjoy game 5 tonight and all the best in the future, all right?
Good luck
to
you
tonight.
Yeah, guys, we appreciate the support so much. Go Bucks.
All
there
right,
you go.
Man. Take
there
care, Pete.
Go.
Good guy right there.
Good guy.
Real good guy. You know, really.
Took the high road with the Drake stuff. As you would expect.
He did. No, he handled
as
it right.
As you would expect.
I like that guy. Yeah, we got him on again. Yeah. I don't say that a lot. Guest, you know me.
Well, I understand. You know,
I like that guy. He's a nice guy.
Well, I'm glad you said that 3 times in the last 30 seconds.
You know.
You like him?
He's good. He's right. I mean, look, I'm not like, you know.
You like
the
guy?
He's a nice guy. I mean,
do you like the guy?
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. For a guy who's a president of a big-time NBA franchise.
Yeah.
He didn't come off, you know, he came off nice. He was honest, and he did handle the Drake question, which was a joke. I had to ask him just, you know me, I asked the hard questions, you know me.
Yes.
Like,
they're
nice guys. You know me, hard questions, bro.
855-212. No, I didn't know. Yes, you do ask the hard questions. Yes, you're the Mike Wallace of our show.
That's what I was waiting for you to say.
You're the Mike
nice
Wallace of the morning show here on CBS all right. Sports Radio.
All right.
Ed Bradley.
Yeah, I'm like Ed Bradley, but different.
Yes, Mike Wallace, Ed
Mike
Bradley.
Wallace.
Who else can we?
Barbara Walters.
No. Oh, would you say Barbara Walters was a tough, hard-hitting interviewer?
She was back in the day. No.
Maybe, yeah,
maybe
you're probably
the
70s, right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you like jam?
I mean, honestly.
You like burritos?
No. Good job, Mike, across the way. Good job.
Pete's
appreciate
eating
it.
Up over
Kevin Durant just can't help himself on social media.
Oh.
We'll get into KD. We'll do that next. It's Taz. It's the Moose on a Thursday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm lead the charge as Justin Rose defends his title. The Charles Schwab Challenge this weekend only on CBS. A little golf.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
For your viewing pleasure.
Yeah, it's nice. I knew a guy working for Charles Schwab back in the day. Finance guy.
Okay.
We got to chat it with the audience. no one really gives a rat's ass, but I figured I'd bring that up.
What's going on, Andrew? Alrighty. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hey, Moose, Taz.
No problem. I'll take it away.
Al. Here's your report, sponsored by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Maybe the Raptors get the first road win of the Eastern Conference Final tonight in Milwaukee. Kyle Lowry explains how they could.
We know it's going to be tough, and we know they're going to come out amped and ready to go, but... You know, I think some of the things we could continue to get better at is transition defense and you know, catching and shooting the shots that are there.
Catch it and shoot it. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse revealed yesterday Lowry dealing with a fairly significant left thumb injury suffered in the previous round. Apparently, Lowry wears a specially designed oven mitt type thing when he's off the court to promote healing.
Say it again.
He wears some kind of weird, it was described as an oven mitt. The way and I don't know what it does particularly, but it. Supposed to make that thumb feel better as soon as possible.
Never heard of them. I'm on top of all the top.
It's Canada.
It's a Canadian thing.
Maybe.
Not Canada. It's Canadian.
It's possible.
So it's a Canadian oven mitt that makes your thumb heal.
That's the rumor, the report.
That Nick Nurse.
That's your guy.
If I haven't mentioned, I'm sick of looking at his face.
Already?
It kills me. Kills me.
Just don't enjoy it.
Dude, I got this tooth issue. I told Moose yesterday, I think I have a cavity.
You got a lot of things going on.
Why don't you go to the dentist?
Take 3 more days off.
Why do I have a lot of things going on? I have a cavity. That's a big deal. I'm not taking 3 days off. Wise
Charles
ass.
Schwab, Nick Nurse hate, my tooth hurts.
It's called content. I bring content.
I want more coffee.
This is what I do. I bring content. I got a cavity. Moose, you were the only one here with sympathy for me. You understand this.
Yeah, no, it's great content. Someone say go to the dentist.
It's great content.
It is. It's off the charts.
Okay. That's ingenuous.
What?
Do you have a cavity?
Anyway.
It's Taz and the Moose.
No, very relatable. Usually you go to the dentist, though.
No, I know. I keep talking about it, and I got to go. I try to share my regular life with you people. None of you want to hear it.
Right.
It's horrible.
Do you go to the dentist, or you just pull out the tooth that's bothering you?
No,
pliers
I need
to stop.
I'm not good with the... I got to go for... I mean, I brush my teeth twice a day, right?
Of course.
My teeth are beautiful. And... I never usually have problems. I don't eat sweets ever. So I have, but I'm one of these guys.
Obviously went awry if you have a cavity.
I know that, Moose. But I have a
problem
where I don't.
You can't be that much up on
dental
hygiene.
Well, this is why. No, because I don't go for the cleanings enough. That's the problem. I'm being honest.
You flossing?
It's not disgusting.
Gotta floss.
I do floss. Okay, here we go.
Show you how to floss later.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, you get in your mouth.
Now everybody
you
hears.
You can go get yourself a water pick.
Yeah, that's what you can do.
That'll get rid of that plaque buildup you get.
I don't have plaque buildup.
Oh, if you're not going for cleanings, you do.
I have a plaque remover machine.
I got a guy for plaque.
I have a plaque removing machine.
Probably got to be a dam the size of anything.
That's not
in your teeth.
You're trying to make fun of me and body shame me, and I'm not.
I'm not body. You said you have a cavity. You went through your dental hygiene on a daily basis. If you were that good with your dental hygiene, you would not have a cavity.
You're right. I'm going to go to my dentist. His name is Joe.
So obviously, you do not brush twice a day.
Why would you just say what you just said?
Because you have a cavity.
I brush. Hold on a second. I brush my teeth in the morning, and I brush my teeth before I go to night. So I do brush my teeth twice a day. That's twice
really
a day.
You brush after every meal.
I know you should, but I don't. I don't.
You should have a little floss.
Listen, I'm honest.
Got a floss.
I know. I'm
more
a big
floss.
I have those. My
got
wife
floss
got
after
those,
every meal
those things. I'm going to go to Joe and
make
get
sure
fixed
the
up
plaque
here.
Doesn't. I mean, you've been talking. We've been talking about this. The dentist you should be able to have
I've
on the
busy.
Bat phone.
I know.
All right there.
I'm going to go see Joe.
I'm going to go see him.
I'll go see Joe.
Hey, Doc Joe. It's Taz. I'm coming in.
Hey,
I've got a cavity.
Doc Joe. That's funny. I just call him Joe.
Our favorite engineer, Martin, he brushes his teeth in the bathroom down the hall.
Does he really?
Freaks me out. Yeah, I guess after breakfast.
Brushing
that's
his
also
teeth
gross.
Is disgusting.
When have I defended those people?
Not just that. Dude,
but that's not disgusting. That's taking care of your teeth.
The
urinal. Martin doesn't have a cavity.
The urinal, yeah. That's funny. It's not as disgusting as the dump comment you made, but... The urinal. Why must people, these men, okay, not flush the urinal, and I got to show up, and it's like lemonade in the thing every time I show up there.
Need more water.
I want to see clear water.
Here's the problem. Those are automatic flushers that are not flushing automatically.
Yeah, but you can manually flush.
Right. But you walk away expecting the flush to happen, and then maybe you're not paying attention.
I'll give you great advice. Dentech has these mini brushes that you can carry in your bag.
Okay.
And you can use in between brushing.
Oy vey. Listen, this is what happens when you. I share my honest
opinion. I'm trying to help you out.
As
a co-host, as a friend, I'm trying to help you out. You have a cavity. Dentech, D-E-N-T-E-K. Now, you got to get the right one for the spacing in between your teeth. They have little brushes.
I have no spacing.
Well, that's not true. But anyway, you have to get the one that's the proper spacing for your teeth. There's two sizes, small and medium. And then it'll clean in between your teeth to dislodge any kind of food particles because you don't floss on a regular basis.
Okay, I do. Why do you keep saying that?
You have a cavity.
My wife is the most dentally hygiene person
I've
ever met.
We're not talking about your wife.
Let me explain. Can I just explain? She is like big floss. She gets her teeth cleaned. You know, whatever, every 3 months, whatever, 6 months, whatever the heck
six
it is.
6 months. That's twice a year insurance will pay
she
for it.
She is unbelievable. The money's not a problem. Okay? So
twice a year insurance.
We don't worry about money. Insurance, whatever.
I'm just for everyone out there. We go to Joe and Jane.
Here's the thing.
My point is, every once in a rare time, she
hasn't had a cavity in a while, but even people that are obsessed with cleaning their teeth, they get cavities. It happens. It happens, sir. I'm lazy with the cleanings. I am. And I'm not the only human out there right now that's lazy. Look around this place.
But I'm trying to educate you.
I know that.
Don't follow Uncle Taz.
Look at Mikey B's teeth. That's a perfect example.
Make sure you go through and have your cleanings twice a year. It's really easy. Early summer and right before the holidays.
Well, speaking of summer.
They give you reminders.
Okay. I just had a cleaning 2 weeks ago. It was fantastic. Nice. Yeah, it was great.
How do you have time to go to the dentist? When do you go to the dentist?
Here we go. Taz is texting me on my way back. I'm like, listen, Taz, I'm about to go on the dentist.
He actually did say that. He did text me. He's going to the dentist.
Yes.
I didn't believe him. Like, yeah,
I had a cleaning. Mm. My girl, Maria, she's fantastic.
Your dentist is named Maria?
The dental hygienist.
Oh, mine's name's Joe. The hygienist.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
You ever been for a cleaning?
What are you talking about, dude?
They're two different people.
Yeah.
No, Joe does everything. He's the receptionist,
Joe. I don't think you've been to the dentist in years.
I'm taking you, Taz.
Aside from a cavity, maybe a crown?
No, I had a crown once back in the day.
I am sure you did.
And I pack lips when I'm there. I usually take it out when I'm there. I put it in a little cup. I take that.
Right. Right.
Where's your spittoon,
and you're worried about having a piece of candy. Logically, that makes no sense.
No sweets. A lot of tobacco, but no sweets, so I should be good.
My teeth are beautiful.
I see massive gum disease in the future.
Oh, my God. That's a God forbid. I'm just telling you right now. Gum disease
leads to shoulder pain. I'm just saying.
I don't have the problems with my teeth. Like, I've never had a tooth pulled. My teeth don't fall out.
I have summer teeth, some are green, some are black, some are white, some are missing, some are yellow.
I don't have summer teeth, okay? That is extremes.
But for a man who claims to eat clean all the time.
Brushes twice a day, high protein whey bar.
And flosses, it'd be remarkable for you to get a cavity.
No, I am not Superman like you, Moose. You have an S on your chest. You do everything perfect.
I don't do everything perfect. There was a stretch where I did not go for a cleaning in a year.
Oh my God, that's horrible! What happened?
It was a bad stretch.
Oh my,
it really was.
Wait, really?
I kind of lost my way with my dental hygiene, really? And then I got back on track.
Is everybody shocked?
Wow. Yeah, the dentist called me.
Maria called you?
Mine too.
No, not Maria. The one who runs the dental office.
Oh my bad.
I'm late as well, and they leave me like passive aggressive voicemails, like. Almost scolding me for not coming in.
I get texts now.
Yeah.
Right.
They stopped calling me. They gave up. They realized.
Joe doesn't text me.
No.
He gave up on me.
He's got a notes guy.
I got to go see him. I'm going to tell him it's my bad. I'm sorry, Joe. He won't care. He says, all right, bro, just sit down, dude. And then, like, usually we'll just share a pinch of skull together and talk.
They'll give you a local anesthetic.
and they'll drill down on that tooth and get rid of the cavity.
Well, listen, the pain.
Put a little filling in.
That don't bother
and away you go. I'm not saying the pain will bother you, but that, I'm sure that's a pretty deep cavity.
Might be looking at. How do you know, Moose?
I venture to guess. Remove half the tooth.
Yeah, put on your long gloves.
And throw it in. Yeah.
Maybe I'll put it all on social media when I go.
Throw a cap on it. Yeah, that's what people want to see.
No, really. Dude, I'm telling you, people would. If I put that on my Instagram, not on the show. I do my own personal one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it on this one.
I'm assuming there was a WWE traveling dentist.
No.
No?
Actually, because guys were getting their teeth knocked out on a regular basis.
Right. That's why I was figuring you'd have one with you at all times.
No, dude, seriously. There was no. That's a good question, a good statement or observation.
Well, here's the moral of the story, learning lesson for everyone.
Okay.
You got to go for the cleaning twice a year.
Gotta.
At least twice a year, right? Every 6 months.
Every six, yeah, it's easy.
Do you think that I'm really behind?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Do you think it's going to be really bad? Don't scare me, dude. Come on, you know a lot about dentists and teeth.
No.
So just tell me.
I think you're going to have to get a filling. I don't know how deep the decay is in your tooth.
Right.
I can't speculate on that.
Plus, I don't know if Joey is the guy you want to have this checked out by. Maybe.
Well, just see.
My friend Tommy said Joe's great.
How deep into the enamel did it get to the root? You have to do a little root canal?
Is it bad that it bleeds all the time when I brush my teeth?
Yeah,
I'm spitting out blood?
Yeah, that's gum disease, my friend.
Happens all the time.
That's gum disease. Go ahead, Bogus.
Oh, sure. I mentioned
that? And your teeth are
horrible,
A-OK.
Man.
Game 5.
But they look beautiful. Good for you.
No sweets.
Nice.
Bucks and
never
Raptors.
Never have any sweets.
It's all that damn whey protein. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's the whey protein that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Right. Not brushing.
I do brush. Listen, I'm insulted that you don't think I brush my teeth. And I also
You just told us you brush your teeth. Your gums are bleeding.
So what?
And
I use Listerine all the time. I goggle it, everything.
That doesn't
like crazy.
Do much for
you. I'm just throwing it around, the Listerine. And there's this new mouthwash I use. 563, it's called. Yeah, I got it on Amazon. I'll tell you about that another time.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like looks milk.
I don't want to find
looks
out
like milk.
Either.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Back to me. Game 5 in Milwaukee, 7:30 Central. The Bucks and Raptors are tied 2. Former NBA and Wolverine star Juwan Howard is the new head coach in Michigan. Howard's been a Heat assistant since his playing career ended in 2013. The Red Sox led in Toronto 4-3 in the ninth, but couldn't hold on to that. Then they led 5-4 the 12th and blew that lead as well. So Michael Chavis tried one more time.
Pitch is swung on, driven, deep left center, way back by Chavis, and gone! Home run for Chavis, and the Red Sox lead at 6-5. Absolutely crushed.
Joe Castiglione on Red Sox Radio, Boston finally winning 6-5 in 13 in Toronto. The Yankees held off the O's 7-5, and the Rays took care of the Dodgers 8-1. The Braves a 9-2 victory in San Francisco. The Cubs down the Phillies 8-4, and the Cardinals smacked the Royals 10-3.
You ever go to the dentist only at night? That's what Joe says. Just come at night. I always go to him at night. You go during the day, though. You normally go, right, Miss? Mm-hmm. How about you, Andrew? You go during the night or daytime?
Late afternoon, dusk.
It's always say it's nighttime, like 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Are you in an actual building or in an alley? Where are
no,
you in the dark?
It's on Long Island. You know, it's a place. Yeah. And it's in like the basement of a building.
It sounds clean.
House,
at the very least. Yeah.
Not a house, Pete. No, it's not. It's at night, though. I don't know if that was odd. I mean... My wife doesn't go. She goes to a regular dentist.
Right.
Taz is trying to sell the fact that he goes to the dentist at night, but Pete should say house, and how dare you say house?
Do you need
that's not believable, but a dentist at 10 o'clock at night is believable.
Do you need a password to get in?
Yeah, you're looking through a little hole.
Right, how dare you, Pete?
Right. I go in and get a...
563.
I wear a certain mask. Got to wear a mask. I got to go in there. And the night to the orgy.
With Nicole Kidman.
Moose, what if you connect me with your dentist? Your dentist is in Connecticut, right?
No, he's in Westchester.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's not that far from me.
You can go to him.
Go to a group. Go like a,
he's
we'll,
great.
We'll go like
a take group a, rate.
You do like a 1:30 p.m. I'll do a 2 p.m. We'll drive together. We'll get some. We'll go get some pizza after. Something
put it on
like
Moose's
that.
Tab.
Sure. Yeah. Put it on your. I'm not kidding. I'd like to get to know your dentist. Cause your teeth
why
are great.
Why don't you put them on? Why don't we? You can go on my family plan.
Imagine.
Why don't you do that?
That'd be hilarious. Right.
That's actually funny.
Money's not a problem. Here's my put son. Taz on. Here's my son Taz. Taz.
My son Taz.
Right. He hasn't had a cleaning in 6 years, and his surprise, his gums are bleeding.
That's not
he's
true.
Got
don't
gingivitis.
Say that.
He's got gingivitis.
Oh, God. Stop saying that. Make me sound like I'm unsanitary and not, I have no hygiene.
You're sanitary. You wash your hands religiously.
I wash my hands. I shower on a regular basis. You know,
well,
I'm big
I would hope
shower.
So, Taz. You're a member of society. I shouldn't get a bonus point for showering.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying. It's a big deal. And I think this cleaning thing I need to do on a regular basis.
Yeah. And Moose will need an afternoon job now to pay for your.
Oh, don't worry.
Bills.
He's got a mole line.
No.
Don't worry about that. He's got.
Insurance is covering it.
He's got jobs.
All right.
So we already knew the 2020 NFL draft will be in Vegas the following year, awarded to Cleveland yesterday, while KC got the 2023 draft. The NFL still deciding on 22, with over 20 clubs putting in bids to host. And according to the Daily Memphian, former Memphis AD Tom Bowen, accused of flirting with an unnamed female during a women's basketball trip this season. The accusation made in a letter submitted April 16th. Bowen submitted his resignation 4 days later, but that wasn't made public until last week. Bowen said then he was resigning to pursue other opportunities. He denies the allegations. And I'm done.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll get into Kevin Durant and his attack on social media as we roll along here on this Thursday morning. It's Taz and the Moose. You know where you're at. Sirius and XM 206, the app as well. Great affiliates across the country right here. CBS Sports Radio.
Want to talk about the NBA playoffs? Then keep our CBS Sports Radio toll-free number handy. 855-212-4CBS. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz and the Moose are just talking away. Beats all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born. Flapping their gums day after day. There's all about the pride, and there's also nationwide. Taz and the Moose are talking them sports. Two bros yapping all wild while the rooster crows. Oh, it's Taz and the Moose.
Nationwide.
All right, Taz and the Moose with you right here on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio. We've talked a lot about Kevin Durant and his feud with Chris Broussard of Fox Sports, formerly of ESPN. Now, continue to go back and forth here. Basically, Broussard goes on and on Undisputed and says that he and Durant have a love-hate relationship. They've texted for 2 to 3 hours straight about life, basketball, media, faith, KD. Has gotten me much harder privately. We make a life critiquing athletes. It would be hypocritical of us not to be able to take it. Then Kevin Durant quoted that on Twitter in that video and said, cap, 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 you don't even have my number, man.
I know. And I had to take to Twitter when I saw this because I thought it was funny. But, this is like, it's who's telling the truth? Does this dude even have KD's number? I mean, really, I don't know why Kevin Durant would say, you don't even have my number.
Yeah, you know what?
You guys like, I'm texting him, you know.
Well, I don't know. Who knows what to believe at this stage? I mean,
do you believe it? Do you believe he has his number? Who do you believe in this? You have to take a side.
I would probably believe that Broussard's texting him.
Broussard, why would he go on TV and say, I'm texting, we're talking about faith, we're talking about this, we're talking about
right,
that.
Right, that Chris Broussard, you can get fired for that.
Just blatantly lying, like as a...
Yeah, I mean, lying factually about having someone, that something's transpiring, making up a relationship that doesn't exist.
Really? You're fired for that?
Yeah.
Especially as an NBA insider.
As an NBA insider, that's your game, is to be an NBA insider? How do I ever believe you ever again moving forward? You're not believable.
No credibility, Jones.
Right. So, I mean, who do I believe? I'd believe Chris Broussard more than Kevin Durant.
Well, now hearing that, I'm with you. At first, I believed KD.
I mean,
maybe he's been texting the wrong guy.
No, stop.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, right. I mean, I look at it as I gotta be. I mean, Durant's got to stop. He really does. I mean, we mentioned it the other day. You know, it becomes a storyline as his team's getting ready to play a playoff game, and they close out the Portland Trailblazers to sweep him away. Now the conversation does continue. He's rehabbing from this calf injury. Everybody, he should just take it all in as everybody talks about his future and where he's going. As his agents get interviewed at a Wall Street Journal summit, and he's saying that he's 100% undecided. As you know, Mark Stein is reporting for the New York Times that the Los Angeles Clippers are right there with the Knicks to sign him in free agency come July 1st. As Chris Broussard saying whatever the hell he's saying in total on Fox Sports, he should just take it all in because he's just feeding the beast. If you're going to be like this and be this sensitive, and especially here's the other problem. I know they've got time off. The franchise you played for that you decided to go to a couple of years ago and all you've done is win there is back in the NBA Finals and bother him. He's kind of cementing this, the what you feel about Kevin Durant that's sensitive. I mean, and that he's got thin skin. Mm. It's one thing to defend yourself. It's another. People say stuff, people say it's not like Chris Broussard said something that, was so outlandish and so outrageous. And even in Kevin Durant's response, he basically solidified what Chris Broussard said, basically saying it's not the worst thing, but it's a bad thing.
Right. Right.
And, there are worse things in life. Yes, Kevin, there are a lot worse things in life.
Right.
But this is obviously something that's bothering
like
you.
Like not getting your teeth cleaned twice a month.
Yeah. Yes.
Or year, it is. But Chris Broussard, he actually took to Twitter right after this on the situation. It's pretty interesting. If you go, you can watch the audio, ladies and gentlemen, on Chris_Broussard. And he says, in the past year, I have 60-plus IG, that's Instagram, and Twitter DMs, that's direct message, from Kevin Durant. Mostly from three convos initiated by him spanning 5-plus hours each, Moose. I won't expose him out of respect for KD and others I text with. I will continue to love, respect, and pray for KD and objectively analyze his game.
So now we're going to get into the semantics of it?
He's not lying.
If you're going to get into the semantics of it, Broussard, he maybe doesn't have his number, but he's talking about Instagram and direct messaging him on Twitter.
Right, well, there you go. So that's Durant's why saying, you should have been detective, because you just nailed that there.
Well, right. Yes. So Durant's saying, you don't have my number, but Chris Broussard saying, well, yeah, okay, great, but I also have
60-plus Instagram and a bunch of DMs on Twitter.
I mean, isn't that a conversation?
That's a conversation. Yeah, that's a full-blown conversation.
Yeah, you don't have to have somebody's number to be able to have a conversation via social media. So Kevin Durant's not lying that Chris Broussard doesn't have his number, but Chris Broussard's basically saying, well, that doesn't mean anything, and we still have had conversations because we had conversations on DM. I mean, unless Kevin Durant believes that any text or tweet that he sends out automatically disappears, which is not going to happen.
No.
Taz, he's got to stop. He's got too much time on his hands. He's going through this rehab. They're working on that calf to try and get him back playing once again as quick as he possibly can. You know he wants to get back on the court and be part of the Warriors winning another championship. He doesn't want that the way to end. But he's also, someone's got to pull Kevin Durant aside and say, you know what, it's time to get the hell off social media.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen.
Watch a movie.
A side note, Jones.
Catch up on Cobra Kai on YouTube.
Yeah, go get your teeth cleaned. Yeah, and to check this out.
Which like, great second season, Cobra Kai,
I got a little problem this Christmas.
With my buddy down in Georgia.
We never come out here and promote other radio shows. That's the last thing we do on this summer, because we're the best. You understand me?
Yeah.
So these guys, this guy Broussard's got a radio show with this Rob Parker. You know what the name of the show is? Is this name not used before? Look at the name of this show.
Yeah, The Odd Couple.
Come on, dude. Are you kidding me? Can you be a little bit more creative and innovative than that?
Yeah, that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not gonna knock another person who's in the industry. Parker does nothing for me,
but
that's a bad.
But you're not gonna knock him. Okay, good.
That was
was awesome.
No,
my point is I'm not going to name it a show. Like, they just stole the name of a classic TV show.
Right, but who's the defensive line coach with the Cowboys, whose name is slipping my mind?
Mike DeRucci? No.
No. Defensive line coach. Marinelli.
Oh, yeah, Rob Marinelli.
Remember when Marinelli was coaching the Lions?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Parker went after Marinelli when he was coaching the Lions.
I didn't know. Really?
Yeah, it got ugly. He ended up getting fired in Detroit when he was on columns. Anyway.
You should do a watch show called The Honeymooners.
Taz, original. CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.